All right, fellas, today we're going to talk about what might be the most popular blitz in the National Football League these days, and maybe the most popular fake blitz in the NFL. That is the double A-gap blitz. You can run it a lot of different ways. In this instance, we'll look at them running it out of a bear formation. A bear formation anytime the center and both guards are covered by defensive linemen. While the quarterback is in his cadence, the two linebackers will walk up into the A-gap. This creates a big dilemma from a protection standpoint. If the quarterback is under center and not in the gun, you absolutely, as an offensive guard, you cannot allow anybody to run straight through the A-gap. However, what a lot of teams do, like Billy Davis of the Eagles last year, they will drop these linebackers out at the last second. What are you going to do if you're the play side guard? Your responsibility is the defensive tackle unless the linebacker comes in the A-gap. You have to honor that. You have to take a step inside because you can't let him run free. If he runs through and you get him, great. But if he drops, you're already late on the three technique defensive tackle. You really can't win, which is why so many defensive coordinators are running the double A-gap blitz all the time now in the National Football League.
Great job, Ross, showing us what a double A-gap blitz looks like on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. This is becoming a very popular blitz as most defensive coordinators are trying to get pressure up the middle of the offense to prevent these quarterbacks from being able to step up in the pocket. See the Green Bay Packers versus the Bears. They're going to do a good job with these tackles occupying the B-gap. They start in the head-up alignment. They're going to shoot the B-gap. It's going to put stress on that center to block these guys coming in, and either this tailback or this tackle has to realize that they're overloaded in the inside and come off and help. What you're going to get is the blitz in the A-gap. The tailback releases, so it leaves this guy here to have to peel back in or communicate to his guard that he needs to bump down, and he'll take this guy. There's a mix-up in communication, allows for this linebacker to come free. Easy sack on the Chicago Bears. Now, what I like about that double A-gap blitz, you run it enough, teams will anticipate it, and then you have a counter that you run off of it. Here you're going to see that the Eagles, they show when the A-gap blitzes. You got your two guys here faking as if they're going in the B-gap, but here's the wrinkle. You got extra guys here on the outside, Vinnie Curry and Trent Cole, that puts extra guys in the pass rush, and what you're going to get is Nolan Carroll, who drops out. But the St. Louis Rams, because the Eagles have run double A-gap blitzes as well in the past, they're anticipating that the Eagles are going to bring pressure in the inside. So what they do is they decide to squeeze the blocks down to try to protect the A-gaps and give the center some help. And guess what? That leaves Vinnie Curry free. Quarterback has not gotten rid of the football. Wow, that's a big sack, forced fumble, ball going the other way for the Eagles. That double A-gap blitz, whether you run it exactly or you sugar it, meaning faking it, is a great blitz for a lot of defenses.